All right, then. We've had some time to regroup, gather our composure. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, you want to go to my Twitter feed, and you can see some of the reaction there, and I'll read it here. We start hour number three. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans, you want to apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. And the reason we lost it, it goes back to last hour. We were talking about Jeff in San Antonio, who made the call, and I thought that was going to carry the rest of the program until an emailer wanted to know who that guy was next to Hawk, Peyton Manning, and then talked about the size of his forehead. And then the rails came. We came off the rails altogether. Stuck nuts in. Yo, James Kelly, why the long face? At Bronze Angel 769 tweets, dang. My only regret is that I can't see Jim break up laughing on TV because I'm streaming this at work. Angel, don't worry. People got pictures. People have pictures. They're getting screenshots off the TV. So they've got it there for you. Josh in Arizona tweets, Jeff in San Antonio is going to need a dance floor for the wedding. Call 1-800-JAMES-KELLY'S-DOME for the best prices. Snagger, this is an email. That last segment was the best of 2018. Give that segment a golden ticket. Signed Stan in Anchorage, wore James Kelly forehead being labeled the danger zone. All right, part of the problem is it's Friday. We're all a little loopy, man. It's like sleep deprivation. Little too much Joe, not enough sleep, and the danger zone in Kelly's forehead.
That's right.
James Kelly told me something amazing. He says there's actually a backstory to the size of his forehead. James Kelly told me that his head was so big as a little leaguer, they had to customize a helmet for him, and he was the smallest kid on the team. You mean, bro, like that helmet that David Wright wore?
Omaha!
Dear Omaha. Hey, Rome, if you're short on time, if you're short on time for your billboards, next time, just slap them on Kelly's forehead and throw it on the screen. Damasio in Albuquerque. Billboards. Billboards. Not billboards on the side of the freeway. Billboards. Radio term for those short announcements that I read. The sponsored announcements. Like, this is a billboard. The PGA Tour on CBS heads to Dallas, Texas as the world's best take on a new course this year, the beautiful Trinity Forest Golf Club. Sergio Garcia and Jordan Spieth lead the charge at the AT&T Byron Nelson this weekend on CBS. So, like, I would throw that on James Kelly's forehead and point the camera at it. Damasio. This email. James Kelly is on my Mount Rushmore. No, literally. His forehead is as big as those dead presidents on Rushmore. Grant and Phoenix. Hawk, you got to be the happiest guy alive that they're off of you and they're no longer calling to say how fat you are, but rather how big Pinky's forehead is. I mean, I could do this for four more hours. It wouldn't be responsible, and I know I'm going to get a phone call from somebody. Eric Spitz, one of my suits, one of my guys, Eric Spitz, could go even higher than that, and he goes pretty high up the chain. Hope my man Tyler Hale doesn't call me on this. Dan Weinberg, too. Hey guys, it's going right to voicemail. Just know that. Come Friday at the end of the program, I will be in airplane mode. Hey, Romy. Wasn't a fan of James Kelly at first. Let me stop you right there. How can you even have an opinion on James Kelly? What do you mean you weren't a fan of James Kelly? He's never said a freaking word to you. He's never said a word on this show. Hey, Rome, wasn't a fan of James Kelly at first, but he's growing on me, just as I'm growing on him. Yours, that helipad that James Kelly calls a forehead. Sam in St. Paul. Have you had your fun? I mean, it's been fun. I'm not going to say it hasn't. But have you had your fun? I really do need to get back to work. Jeff in Raleigh tweets, just saw the Twitter feed. That five head is something else. Better stock up on SPF 3000 in that Cali sun. Anybody else? Can I do a take? Can I do a rant? Can I get back to my show?
Give me back my
Can shot. I turn the studio temperature back up to 70? Wow. Anyway, I tweeted some other responses out that I have not read on the air. Unbelievable. This thing jumped the hour. This guy, Mikey Soriano's got a picture. Brina. He's got a picture that I retweeted where all of us are just beside ourselves. He's got a picture of the show. We lost it. The Boost tweets, the last hour of the show has made my day. I can't wait to hear the week that was. OJ's friend Charlie tweets at Chris and St. Pete, you almost killed Rome, LOL. Jeremy in Tampa tweets, I don't think I've ever heard Rome lose it like that on a tweet. That was classic. Joe tweets, best segment ever.
Laugh out loud.
This email says, hey, Jim, Ward James Kelly screening Deadpool on his forehead this weekend. Chad in Orlando. All right. Now they're not quite as funny as they were, which is good. That's a sign that I can start to get back to my show. I want to talk about Johnny Venters for a minute. God, that's what I really thought that I was going to talk about coming out of that interview. He's had 3.5 Tommy Johns. 3.5. And won his first game in more than 5 years. And I mentioned that there was a big leaguer that sent me a message that I thought was great. It's Drew Storen. Drew Storen, who listens to the program quite a bit, sent me an awesome, awesome message. And the message reads like this. Venters is an awesome guy. So happy to see him back. I'll never forget my rookie year when he struck out Adam Dunn. And Dunn came back to the dugout and told our manager, quote, I'm just letting you know that I will never get a hit off that guy. That's an awesome story. Drew Storen. And Drew Storen added, JV was the original Zach Britton. Their 7-8-9 was JV, Kimbrel, Billy Wagner. Pretty decent. That's from Drew Storen, too. Drew Storen's got good takes. He's got good takes and good insight. Hey, but Drew, if you really want them to love you, talk about how big Pinky's forehead is. Talk about the squatter's forehead. I mean, Drew, your big league insight is like off the charts. Your takes are incredible. But if you really want to make headway, no pun intended, you want to make headway in this here jungle, crack on Pinky and talk about how you can land a tomcat on his head. God, what a crazy, crazy segment. You see, but the problem is that segment's turned into 45 minutes. And you've violated one of the biggest rules of the jungle. Personal appearances, not show fodder. All right, have you had your fun? Are we all good? Can we move on now? Back to hour number three. 1-800-636-8686. Let's take a telephone call. I would like to take a telephone call. Thank you all for being patient. Let's go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Bobby in Green Bay. Hey, Bobby, thanks for hanging in there. Hey. Great to have you on the show. How are you?
How's it going?
Good, good. Bobby, how about you?
Good. I just want to share something with you quick.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, I was super duper unhealthy, pushing 300 pounds, making Adam Hawk look lean. I was feeling real crappy about myself. And in February, I had a podcast pop up on my phone, the Jim Rome podcast with David Goggins.
Sure.
He's sharing some of the same thoughts that I had in my own head. And so I just wanted to give you some love. Since that podcast dropped, I've listened to it 5 times, just totally flipped a switch in my brain. I've lost 45 pounds over the last 3 months. And this Sunday, I'm going to be running my first ever marathon.
Dude, that is amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. In 3 months, so how much weight have you lost?
About like 40, 45 pounds, depending on how much water I've drank or whatever.
So. No, I get that. And you're going to run a marathon this weekend?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Were you a runner prior to this?
I have actually. I've run a few half marathons in my life, but I've never done the full yet.
So literally, you heard that Goggins podcast and the switch went off in your head, and you listened to it a few more times.
Yeah, and I'm planning on like listening to the podcast again while I'm running the marathon to get me through the last couple miles.
Dude, that is such a good idea. So if you didn't feel so good about yourself when the year started, and now you've lost 40 pounds, you're going to run a marathon, how do you feel about you right now?
It's like so much. It's night and day difference. So many people have been like complimenting me now, and it's just so awesome. And like it's so great because, you know, you hit those periods where like you start regressing a little bit, and then I just have been like flipping that podcast on, and it's like getting a kick in the butt.
Good man. Dude, that is such a great story, Bobby. Really appreciate you sharing that. Listen, good luck this weekend. Stay in touch. And I want to reset that podcast so people know what you're talking about. Bobby, that is amazing. That is such a good story. Bobby in Green Bay. So he starts the year. He's pushing three bills. He's not feeling good about him. And then he had that podcast, David Goggins. David Goggins is a former Navy SEAL, Army Ranger, and one of the most decorated military men ever. And he told a similar story. And he had a terrible childhood growing up. I mean, endured all sorts of things that nobody should ever have to go through. And had trouble in school, had a busted up family life, gained a ton of weight, was an exterminator, and was miserable, miserable. Came home one night, saw a documentary on the Navy SEALs, and something went off in his head, and he just went to battle, mentally, physically, and got himself in shape and tried out and made it as a SEAL, but not on the first try. And he came on the podcast, and he laid this out. This is the podcast that Bobby's talking about.
Everybody walks past this shovel. I'm like, where the hell does this shovel go? The shovel goes to where the f*** you want it to go. But the thing about that shovel is the pain, the suffering, the failure, it's going to be with you for a long time. It's the misery. But the end of that shovel is such greatness and such pride and such respect that no one will ever understand it. No one ever understand it. That shovel is the only path for me. I became happy when I finally figured out I got to bust through these rocks with this shovel. You may not go anywhere for a year because you're busting through rocks. While the four-lane highway, people are gone. They're 200 miles down the road and you're still working on a rock. But once you get through that rock, it's the satisfaction you get. There's no trophies. There's no crowds cheering for you about the rock that you know, and only you know the hard work you put into busting that f***ing rock up just to move another inch forward. And I found out how much pride I got from when I started really facing my life from just busting the small f***ing rock, moving hardly anywhere, but staying there, busting that rock and getting through that. That's what started building more character in my life.
I'm not sure I've ever met a person like David Goggins, and I've known a lot of military men and women who have the utmost respect and admiration for the job they do. Goggins is a different breed altogether. He's an ultra marathoner, and that's one of our most listened to podcasts, as you might have surmised. If you hear that, there is some profanity. There's a lot of profanity in that podcast. If that's something that bothers you, you do not want to hear that. But that not only is that one of the most listened to podcasts, people who listen to it over and over and over again. Bobby in Green Bay. Bobby in Green Bay just said it. I've lost 40 pounds since the start of the year, and I'm going to run in a marathon this weekend. Man, that is an amazing story. Something else amazing. The lady clones are calling to pick Jeff up. Jeff is getting a lot of love from lady clones who are saying, man, leave the guy alone. He's awesome. He's awesome. Well, I'll tell you, it depends on your point of view. Jeff is either awesome or he's, quote, a sappy bitch. Get him off the air. Me, I'm the host of the show. I'm not going to tell you how to think. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I think the cat's awesome. I love the guy. I got okay. You, Jeff. I can't promise I can come to the wedding because I've got to check my schedule. Hey, by the way, a date would help me, Jeff. If you want to have me save the date, give me a date. bro, I mean, let's be real. How am I not your best man? Don't get any ideas, dude. No. I'm not available for that. Bachelor party, maybe. Dude, you are allowed to have a bachelor party, right? You are, right? Jeff's the best. Dude, don't you ever change. You are a badass.
It's okay to cry.
Yes, it is. Hell yes, it is. He's in touch with his emotion. My man, I think, remembers everything I've ever said on this show, too. He quotes me chapter and verse, doesn't he? Hey, Stucknut, you're in trouble, brother. You don't know everything about the show. My man Jeff in San Antonio does, though. He's in touch with his emotion, and he is a badass. Why? Because he has a kid. He told me.
If I tried hard enough, I could probably think about crying every single day.
No doubt. Obviously. Okay, anything else? This is not funny on Monday. It's barely funny right now. It's not jumping the weekend. If you have something to say, you say it today. You say it today. 1-800-636-8686. Casper was created with one goal in mind, to deliver a great night of sleep at an amazing value. This Memorial Day, experience Casper for yourself. Transform your sleep. Casper's team of engineers work nonstop, prototyping, collecting data, engineering what is certainly the most comfortable mattress, the Casper mattress. It's got a unique combination of foams. It provides the right pressure relief and alignment so you feel perfectly balanced and comfortable. Thanks to the breathable material, you are guaranteed to sleep cool all summer long. Try Casper yourself for 100 nights in your own home, risk-free. They'll ship it to you for free in a compact box. If you don't love it, and you will, but if you don't, you don't have to put it back in that tiny box. They will come pick it up and refund you everything, no questions asked. Start your summer off right by choosing the internet's favorite mattress this Memorial Day. For a limited time, go to Casper.com and save 10% off your order with the purchase of any mattress, including free shipping and returns. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply. I sleep on one. I love it. You will too. Casper.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome.
A lot of you have said, I've never seen Rome lose it like that. And the reason for that is, I don't think I ever have lost it like that. I don't remember having as much trouble getting through a segment since Monica Seles' beaver-like chompers back in the day. And that day, I could not get through the segment. I haven't had anything like that since then. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I need an ATP. Albie's working on the week that was. In the meantime, one more story. New story, new topic. No NBA playoffs last night. Half a slate of Major League Baseball. Only one NHL playoff game. So, not a whole lot to do, right? And that's not why we're talking about what we're talking about. Because there were other things going on. Don't tell me there was nothing to watch. Don't tell me that it was a slow, boring night in sports. Not when you have the D3 baseball regionals getting underway with 29 games coast to coast yesterday. And hell yes, I'm locked in. I'm a baseball dad. My sons play. Jake is headed off to college. Well, the year after next. But we're all about that. We're in that baseball life. Logan plays travel ball. Jake plays high school baseball. I'm all about that. We are a baseball family. I'm a baseball dad. Not a D-bag dad, but a baseball dad. Like, we just love going to the games. So you never know where greatness is going to go down. It could be on a major league diamond, or it could be like in some yard in Saugat, Illinois. And yesterday, greatness paid property taxes in Saugat, Illinois. Because when Rhodes College went to their stopper, Nick Bosma, for the final three outs in the ninth, Nick Bosma answered the bell with a walk. Not just a walk to the first batter, but a walk behind the mound to violently eject his stomach and everything inside of his stomach.
Ball four, and that gets the tying run to the plate. And the pitcher's down on his knee behind the pitcher's mound, shaking his head.
kind of tweak something going for that?
I don't know if it's that or if he's just not feeling well. I don't think he's feeling well.
Oh, I get it. I wonder what they had for breakfast. Well, you know, this guy's going to gut it out.
So there may be a little more cleanup to be done later on.
At least there was no embellishment there, Alvin. Yeah, I don't know what's more amazing. This kid getting down on one knee behind the bump and puking his guts out. And not once and not twice. But the announcer is calling the action like it was golf, like it was the Masters or something. Hey, fellas, feel free to invoke some decibels into the broadcast. It's a baseball game, not a funeral. Not yet, at least. But credit for that epic gut-it-out zinger. Delivered drier than those Bosma heaves behind the mound.
Well, you know, this guy's going to gut it out.
Yeah, but the story does not end there. I mean, it wouldn't be much of a story if it did end there, right? My man Bosma walked the first batter, then went all Donovan McNabb on the field. He gets right back on the rubber. And if you thought this guy was too hungover or too nervous or too sick or whatever caused that moment, if you thought that he was any of those things and that that moment was too big for him, or that he might blow the game after blowing chunks, then you don't know Nick Bosma of Rhodes College Division III baseball. This kid sends his coach back to the dugout, shakes off the training staff, and gets the next three outs. Pop up and a double play. Roll it up, Bosma. Boot and rally. Straight brass. There's leaving it all on the field, and then there's actually leaving it all on the field, which is what this kid did when he puked all over the place and he still got the save. Now, closers are a different breed. We know this. Many are superstitious as hell. I would not be surprised if Bosma went into the game tonight against Webster, jammed a digit right down his throat, and sprayed liver bile all over the place just to keep things right, to keep things consistent. Because after all, it's Division III regionals. It ain't intramurals, brother.
It ain't intramurals!
Brother. Nick freaking Bosma if you need him. Love the guy. Good job, Nick. Way to man up, Nick. Way to handle your business, Nick. I have never seen anything like that. Ever. I've never seen anything like that. Actually, that's not true. I did see something like that once. I'm going to leave the names out to protect the innocent and the guilty. We were once on a guy's trip in Las Vegas. And you know how things get in Vegas, right? Start to get away from you a little bit. We were at the Wynn Hotel. Upscale property. Very, very nice property. We went to this Japanese restaurant at the hotel. Extremely nice restaurant. It was me and three other guys. Suited up. Booted up, feeling good, got out pretty quickly, and just started slamming. I mean, we had nowhere to be. We were going to walk. We were going to be responsible. Started to slam sake. Sake, but not normal sake. Like when Janet and I go for sushi, we get hot sake. I never had cold sake. So the waitress is bringing bottles, and bottles plural, of cold sake. And it's going down like water now. It's going down fast. And it's expensive, and we don't know how much it is. And we're drinking a lot of it. I'm not proud of this fact. It's a story that's better left untold, I think. But as long as we're having Friday and people are booting on the field, what the hell? So me and my three dudes are in this restaurant. And by the way, smack dab in the middle of the restaurant. Really good table. Right in the middle of the restaurant, prime time, probably 9 o'clock on a Friday night. And we're smashing bottles of sake. There's one, there's two, there's three. These are not the little hot sake bottles. Full bottles of wine. Four bottles. Four dudes. And I'm not even sure we're halfway through dinner yet. And we feel no pain. We're having a good time. And then all of a sudden I hear one of my bros say, "Oh, dude, oh my God." And I look over and one of the bros is booting right there in the middle of the restaurant. He literally leaned off his chair and yanked all over the rug.
Don't think he's feeling well.
Oh, I get it.
Projectile vomiting. in the middle of this beautiful restaurant. I think one woman next to us screamed, literally screamed. And if looks could kill and the hate that was coming our way was unbelievable, my boy lost it. And he just kind of walked out of there. I turned around, he was gone. And the worst part, well, aside from him vomiting all over the rug of a restaurant, was the three of us didn't even care. We just kept right on going. We played through. We played through because we felt no pain after four bottles. I'm like, bro, do you believe that? No, man. Do you believe that? No, man, I don't believe that. Hey, can I get a beer, please? And we just kept right on going. And you wouldn't even believe the hate that was coming off us. And understandably so, right? Biggest idiots ever. Most disgusting thing ever. I'm not proud of this fact. And can I tell you, this is the first time in 10 years I've shared this story with anybody. Anybody, much less all you clones. And I thought that was the worst part until the bill came. Until the bill came. Those bottles of sake, $200 each. Not $200 for the sake, $200 bottles. Do the math, clones. $800. And did we bother to ask what we were drinking or how much it was? No, we did not. There was an issue then, too. This was not good. And I'm not going to lie to you, for the rest of the weekend, like I went down to a cabana the next day at the pool, I was looking over my shoulder the whole time. Because now I'm sober. Now I'm straight. Like, who's looking at me? Like, who works here? How much damage did we do last night? Who was in that restaurant last night? How come we have not been evicted from the property yet? Where are we going once they tell us that we're no longer welcome here? So when I say to you that my man, Bosma, yanked. And by the way, Nick, good job, bro. Well done. Way to man up. I love that. This guy took a knee, got it all out, took the ball, went back to the bump, finished what he started. He lives to puke. Fight another day. Well, I've never seen anything like that. No, wait a minute. Yes, I have. Not only have I seen something like that, I was in the middle of something like that. No names mentioned. I'm not sure we ever went back to that hotel. I'm not sure they'd let me come back to that hotel. Now I'm done. Anyway, what's popping, Twitter? Let's play some basketball! One more segment. What a day. What an unforgettable day in the jungle. When we come back, Alvin's week that was. Your Ask the Pros. And, right, who knows? Who knows today? Stay with it. Let's get you a sports update. Let's get back to business. Here is your update. Boy, I hate for this day to end. There's some shows where I think to myself, man, I wish this show would end. Today's not one of them. CBS Sports Network and my New York pals bumping in some of your tweets that I did not get to. Another reason to watch our show, watch our simulcast, because they're picking you up. And my man James Kelly still getting a lot of love. This email reads, Rome, for the last time, get away from me. It's over there. Signed, when James Kelly visits the Great Wall of China. For the last time, get away from me. It's over there. Signed, James Kelly visiting the Great Wall of China. Who gets credit for that? Lee in Vancouver. This email says, wore Pinky the Squatter's five head, telling the rest of his face to get. Keith from Granada Hills, 818 for life, Keith. This just says, wore James Kelly's barber needing to rappel down his five head just to cut his bangs. Heath in the valley. Let's go to the ATP. Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Once again, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Stephen Crowtown says, we all know Hawk is anxious to see the royal wedding tomorrow. In keeping with that theme, did you have any celebrity guests at yours and Janet's wedding? We had a wedding that had about 100 people, so we had to make some tough choices. No, we were not about that life. We are not about that life. We were not about that life. The only celebrity we had was my man Tommy Tolbert. Tommy Tolbert, and I've told you the story. He came back to the honeymoon suite with a few of my friends, and he emptied my entire mini bar. He drank every bottle of liquor in the mini bar. I think he left me one Heineken. My man Kevin Frazier came. Butta! The biggest celebrity at our wedding probably was Craig Kitchen. KTK. He couldn't go 10 feet without signing autographs, taking pictures. Craig Kitchen. John Lynch Sr. was at our wedding. Those are all your celebs. We were married in Napa. The week that was. Alvy, you could do the hour that was, and it would cover. Are you ready, Alvin, or do you need more time? Let's go ahead and roll it. Welcome to this here jungle. What's going on? A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Lots of show for you today. NBA, NHL. Betting. Legalized. So today I think I'll start with the NBA.
Yeah! Yeah! Puts it off the glass and in.
Even without three key guys, they are for real. And they just punk Cleveland all game long. And they can do it again. And they probably will.
Give me a sandwich.
Ham and Swiss, please.
Yeah, Eldrick is not totally back yet.
But it's just being close and it's short and in the water.
He sounds exactly like Butthead off of Beavis and Butthead.
Twitter. How are you not already in the Hall of Fame?
What?
Just not. How are you not in already?
What's going on?
I'm still not.
I'm just not.
Mark Stein.
My longtime nemesis, Dell Demps from the Pelican, gave him bragging rights over me.
They were tough at Pacific. When he balled,
I heckled
Pacific,
no one more in the Big West than him. No one.
And there are plenty of guys who hit home runs, but I don't really know anybody who hits them with that sound. The grunt, the crack, and then the guttural. It's like a symphony.
Randall Man, L.A., sleeping in their car, can't afford a shot.
Damn, Lawrence, get to the freaking chorus. Dayon Buchanan joining us. Being called the money backer is one of the coolest titles.
That's me. I feel like that's my name. So where I'm out on the field, I feel like that's the money backer position.
Come in and make fun of me for my flannel, maple syrup, or my near-perfect physique. Bring out the chopper.
Pierre McGuire.
Any time for you, Jim. Thanks so much for caring about hockey. It really matters when you're a voice.
Game one goes to the defending champions.
And that is jarring. H-Town busted your ass all year long with the home court, and it's already gone. And by the way, you can throw the switch. That's exactly what Golden State just did. They know what it takes. They got it done. Anthony Lynn is my guest. He's kind of a nerd. End quote. I love that.
Well, I was just engaged, you know. You couldn't believe how much I was into it. I was like, dude, I'm learning.
Do anything that does not involve a grip of your teammate, it's turning your finger into A-Rod's cousin's rug. You like that, Yuri? Michael McCann joining us.
The Supreme Court said, you're wrong, federal government. If states want to offer sports betting, there's nothing in the Constitution that stops that. This is a big decision.
Marie, I can't put you in the smack off. Marie, you do not know who you're talking to. Did I really give a golden ticket to somebody who began their phone call with?
Our best baseball player on our best team in 15 years just got suspended for 80 games, and he's
Hour. That's you getting run. Just put you out of your misery. Shot Jennings is my guest.
You know where you put your thigh pads at?
Sure.
All right, I used to put candy and Sprite right there. Now, the first string got hurt, right? The second string gets hurt. The third string gets hurt. The fourth string gets hurt.
Come on. Who are you guys playing against? The 85 Bears?
I want to have a watch party for the Smack Off July 20th.
What's the name of the bar?
Fort Greene Bar in Old Town Oak.
Derwin James joining me in studio.
Email.
We're putting together a team that I am so proud of. I did so many fist bumps when they drafted James, and I threw my arm out. How fired up are you hearing how fired up he is?
Hey, he just got me chilled. I want to go run and hit somebody right now, man. Yeah.
I felt embarrassed enough that I gave the time to it that I did last night. Now I feel even worse about me because it jumped the day from me.
Email.
It's neither. The robot voice is saying chlorophyll.
All I hear is Yanni, Yanni, Yanni. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I play a thing for a coworker. Sure enough, I hear Laurel. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Email.
We will vote for you. for the Radio Hall of Fame. Hashtag Rome for President 2020. I don't want to be president. Being in the National Radio Hall of Fame, though, would not suck. That'd be kind of cool.
War Ken in Sacramento for actually not calling after he got his golden ticket.
You got size 5 hands, you probably wear size 7 shoes. So I don't worry about little guys like you.
Route the Warriors to even
you might just
series
get the series that we have all been waiting on. And that is not Houston, something that I would have said after game one.
Kicked our butts. No other way to say it.
No other way to say it. D'Angelo home, I guess.
Wow, I'm feeling the ball right now. And so I just spin out. And I mean, it was so graceful, Jim. I mean, I'm going to find that video. It was one of the most gracefulest plays I've ever seen.
I did not grind and dream my entire life of getting a radio / TV show to talk about the Horton Pooper, Gabe Kapler.
In fact, I came into a really good food culture that was already thriving.
This is a rocket back at him. He didn't get his glove on.
If you push and you lead that charge and you get me into the Hall of Fame, I will do the Woodscopes.
Yeah, I'm holding you to it.
Brandon Mann is my guest.
Thank you to the Rangers for just taking a chance on me this offseason and letting me prove myself once again.
You go to San Antonio, my man Jeff.
I am crying, actually. There are tears literally running down my face. And to be honest, if I tried hard enough, I could probably think about crying every single day. It's okay to cry, but you can't cry at work. So I'm at lunch. It really is okay to express that emotion sometimes.
Hell yes, it is.
Email.
Who is the dude next to Hawk? Peyton Manning. An F-14 Tomcat could easily land on the flight deck he calls a forehead.
My goodness gracious, Jimmy.
Canada, you can have Rich Smackerman.
Do not correct the host. I'll do it again.
Alvy and I go dueling bras.
Cheers to another 15 years.
So he called you dumb and fat.
Fat-ass.
Projectile bomb.
This is not how they wanted to go out.
Can the Roni stop?
Man, have a good day, buddy.
If I didn't laugh so...
Good night now!
Wow. Alvin DeLauro, the week that was. Now, if you want maximum performance from your car, you can use an Edge. You could use Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. 3 times stronger. There's the crew if you're watching on TV. It's 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test. In the 5W30 VisGrade, it helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. So let me just think about it for a minute or two. I've had a number of good phone calls today, but I've got to pick the huge call of the day. I'm going to think on that. I'm not sure who's going to win that thing. If I didn't get to your telephone call, I'm sorry about that. In case you missed it, we had Rangers pitcher Brandon Mann. We had Lee Jenkins from SI. We had Johnny Venters, a Rays pitcher, who's come back from 3.5 Tommy John surgeries. So we had ourselves a day now. In case you missed our podcast this week, we had a really good one, Keon Dueling. Next week, we are scheduled to have Meta. So fingers crossed on that. You want to make sure you listen to the Jim Rohn podcast. It's original content. It's content that you do not hear on the program. I'll play a soundbite once in a while, but it's long-form original content that we do not have here. And we will have a voicemail. 949. Write this down. Use it this weekend. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. Put it in your phone next to Jim Rome. Time now for the huge call.
Man, to be honest, if I tried hard enough, I could probably think about crying every single day. I'm just a very empathetic type of person, always have been. So I can look at the news or I can see something that's going on around me and really, really start bawling for no apparent reason. If I wanted to. So how often do I cry? As often as needed, I guess. It's not a stress release for me. It's not like, oh, I need to go schedule in a cry so I can feel better. Sometimes things just move you, and I try to eliminate the embarrassment from that as much as possible.
Head slap.
Just getting a little video of myself right on my graphic. Anyway, Jeff in San Antonio, there is your huge call. There was no doubt he was going to win. When I said, oh, well, what am I going to do for a huge call? It's been a lot of calls today. No, there hasn't. There was only one call. It was Jeff in San Antonio, one of the best calls ever. So my thanks to him. Jeff, you're the man. Don't listen to what they say. Don't you ever change. Keep doing you. Nice job. My thanks to Jeff, Brandon Mann, Lee Jenkins, Johnny Venters, the XR4TI. Most of all, my thanks to James freaking Kelly and his amazing forehead. Good job, Pinky the Squatter. You were incredible today. James freaking Kelly if you need him. And we do. Best dude ever, James Kelly. Have an amazing weekend, y'all. Thank you for listening. See you Monday. We're out.